Hello and welcome to our University of Strathclyde podcast series, run out of the world-famous School of Education, right in the heart of the beautiful city of Glasgow in Scotland. We bring you a mix of meeting academic interviews, thought pieces, conversations and provocations on all things education, to give you a glimpse into our world-leading education research here at Strathclyde, and of course to stimulate your questions and thinking around the meaning, purpose and practice of education. In schools, in communities, and of course, in all our lives.
Welcome, everyone. This opportunity, we have the pleasure of talking with Dr. Luis Villacañas de Castro. Luis is an academic based at the University of Valencia in Spain. And in this opportunity, we're going to talk about a recent entry he has published with Oxford University Press. And Luis, could you tell us a little bit about the entry and its place in the encyclopedia?
Well, first of all, Darío, thank you for giving me the opportunity to share at least partially my work. Concerning the entry that you have just mentioned and which we call co-author, I believe that the main aim when I was starting to design it in my head, basically, was to present a unified picture of action research, as far as that was possible, of course, because my feeling as an action researcher and also someone who has read plenty about action research was that there were tensions indeed within this approach. And yet I believe that those tensions or potential contradictions could be solved and were not definite, were not absolute contradictions, but yet tensions that if one had the chance to actually build an overarching logic, one could see the place that these tensions had in action research, but which didn't actually put the whole approach into question, so to speak. And that was my intention. It was reconstructing a philosophical argument through which the basic internal logic of action research was made evident, and then to try and dissolve or locate these tensions in a wider picture. That was the idea. I believe that this could be done if enough focus was placed on the concept of social practice as the ontological unit where action research is developed. This had been done by Carr, Kemes, also MacTaggart has placed emphasis on this, but not so by other researchers or scholars who from other perspectives, mainly pragmatist perspectives, rather located action research or connected action research with concepts such as context or environment, which I believed passed over the real implications of action research, which for me were only clear when one connected the paradigm with social practices, insofar as social practices have their own aims, have their own means, have their own ideals and internal cultures, so to speak. This had consequences, as far as I believe, especially as regards to the methodological implications of action research as opposed to other research methods, and also concerning the democratic potential, which I also found in action research.
Okay, now that you mentioned the methodology underpinning action research, what are the implications of action research from a methodological perspective, and how action research as a methodology, how does it impinge on education as practice?
Well, from the key about the place that I assigned to social practice as the essential concept for in order to understand action research is again that whatever research methods are used by action researchers, this should be rooted connect and therefore reconstruct in a way the means through which practitioners inside those social practices in the different social practices normally fulfill the aims that they have embraced in some way, which means that research is a means through is so to speak a systematic reconstruction of the ways in which social practitioners fulfill their own names. Research therefore adds on to what they already do, but it allows them to reflect in a more systematic way and therefore improve the efficiency of their actions. But it is not a separate thing from the actions themselves that as they take place in the social practice. Therefore, action researchers should build on their internal cultures, practitioners should build on those internal cultures and try to systematize them a bit more, to think them a bit better in ways that allow them not only to fulfill their actions better, but also to share it with a wider community. In education, this I think should be done by never losing sight of the fact that research should help us become better educators, better teachers, but researching is not a separate thing or autonomous dimension from teaching and education itself. At this point, I'd like to read one quote that is included in the entry by Seni, who says, as teacher researchers, our primary responsibility is to our students, which means that even when we research as action researchers, we should never lose sight of the fact that as social practitioners, we are educators, and therefore we still owe our own, the entire scope of our actions to our students. This means that students cannot be put within parentheses. And in the same way as we cannot put a role as educators within parentheses and say, okay, from now on, we are researchers and you are simply going to become individuals who are going to be experimented with. No, the rights, not only as human beings, but the rights as students prevail over the rights, your own rights as a potential researcher who wants to contribute knowledge to humanity. And therefore also this, as you have said, impinges on the methods that you can, should, or not use in your own, when you carry out your own research. This is when, it is at this point that the concept of ecology, research that is ecological, comes into play to vindicate precisely research methods and tools that never distort the nature of the educational processes that should be allowed to unfold during the research process itself. The students should never be treated and should never feel that they are being treated in a different way to the students that they are and that they remain throughout the whole process. And the same occurs with the roles of teacher and researcher.
So in a way, we might say, even if it sounds a bit crass to point out, we might say that the quintessential feature of action research in education is educational. That is, It is by definition, it sits on and draws on and lives with the processes of teaching and learning, and therefore learners and teachers. So when you carry out action research, in what ways do you enact this ecological dimension of action research? How is this achieved in practice, let's say? Or how do you achieve it in practice? Mm-hmm.
Well, as I have said, this involves, of course, many kinds of challenges which one must accept and which one must make every effort to solve and find a possible solution to. First of all, I choose those research methods that allow me to sustain my own teaching practice at the same time as I further systematize it and justify it from a conceptual analytical point of view. I have a basic teacher diary, a teacher journal, which the the writing of which does not impinge on any negative way, in any negative way on my teaching. In the same way, I try to enact and further systematize skills that I already have as a teacher. And that's what I feel action research should do in terms of its own research methodology. It builds on skills, qualities, competences that I already have as a teacher, that I really try to improve as a teacher, but then try to see the research dimension or the research potential that is in them. For example, in class, I engage in dialogue with my students. Well, this means that maybe a good research method for me is the interview, because the interview is not completely different from those everyday dialogues that I have with my students, or when I ask them about their own impressions on the teachings that's been going on, the tasks that I have presented them with and encouraged them to fulfill, in relation to which I always ask for their opinion or whether they feel that they can be transformed and improved in any way. So again, I draw on the everyday practices that I have as a teacher, which on which I reflect, also try to reflect and try to improve. And I see and I approach them later on from a research dimension. And that's basically the move that I think should be carried out in relation to every single step of the research process. In the same way as students, again, teachers are also used to assessing their students, assessing them in terms that are educational, that is, that allow the teacher to identify those lacks or those items or those competences in relation to which the students need further reinforcement. Well, that can be then retranslated into the assessment of the whole educational experience in terms of the kind of teaching that I have given them. You therefore, you translate everyday competences that have to do with you as a practitioner and try to find the research potential and adapt them for research purposes. I don't know whether I have explained myself.
I think you have. It's clear to me, I'm not sure about our potential listeners. And well, so far we've talked about teachers. Mm-hmm. So how we might approach, or how teachers might approach action research. But what about students? In the article, in the entry, you mentioned youth participatory action research. Mm-hmm. What's your take on this type of action research in relation to education and what we have discussed so far?
I think the most interesting aspect of participatory action research is precisely that the boundaries are completely dissolved. And in some way, youth participatory action research is both research, as it is a pedagogical orientation, as it is also, for me, a democratic undertaking, which can be defined in terms of citizenship, democratic energization of youth, etc. I think it's the key about participatory action research is that, again, you are able to devise a structure, which is the participatory action research project, in which you are teacher and researcher, in which your students are also students and researchers, and in which all of you at the same time are citizens, in which your power as citizens is enacted in a powerful way or in an intense way. Insofar as this is the case, I believe that action research, participatory action research projects combines not only an educational enterprise, but is a democratic enterprise, and in some way it prefigures what one could believe, what could dream an ideal democratic society to consist of. It is an it's the kind of processes that are triggered in this kind of projects are utopian in a strong sense of the term, because you see there the possibility of actually living in a different society and living in a different school and educating in a different institution, but at the same time living different lives, better, more interesting, more active lives. Finally, I think it was a good idea to finish the entry about philosophical tenets of action research in education with participatory action research, because again, it reconnected the whole entry to Dewey's project, in which democracy was not different from education, basically. He said that democracy, were all those strategies that allowed one never to stop learning, never to stop growing, never to stop educating him and himself alongside others. And that's exactly what I feel that participatory action research does, especially with children or with teenagers. It's one connects, therefore, action research to and turns it into a pedagogical orientation, basically, which stands midway between project work, considered as a normal pedagogical approach, and enriches it through the research dimension of action research. And therefore the students become real researchers at the same time as they are able to reflect on the education that they are receiving and on the research that they are that they are developing, so to speak. So it is a wonderful synthesis of many of the concepts that I believe crop up when one thinks about action research.
Thank you. I guess we could have this conversation for hours on end, but time is precious. So we once again we encourage our potential audience to Google philosophical tenets of action research in education, and that will take them to the entry. Luis, thank you once again for your time, for your generosity, and we hope to be in touch soon.
Thank you, Dario. Indeed, time is limited, but interesting conversations are precious, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to engage in one with you.
Thank you very much indeed. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening in to our Strathclyde Education podcast series. We'll be back soon with another episode.